time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have a trio. I've got Marianne Shiner with Bookcliff Sales. I've got artist Kate Kilpatrick and the mayor of Price City, Mike Kourianis. Coming up on September 17th, we have got a big event that is getting ready to go down. It will be the grand opening, if you can open a mural. It's the grand opening of the Price City mural. So we're going to talk all about, you know, where Bookcliff fits into this and you know, Kate and how she's put this together. And then Mike's going to bring it home and talk all about the event itself that's coming up on the 17th. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So Marianne, you got, well, I picked you first.
Thank you.
let's talk about with Bookcliff Sales and everything and kind of where this came from, the mural there.
Okay. So several years ago, Roger Brooks came into town, did some secret shopping of our community. And in the follow-up meetings, he mentioned, you know, what we could do to create more beautiful spaces in our downtown. My father-in-law, Rick Shiner, offered our wall for a mural. Just threw it out there. A couple of years went by, and we had talked about it a few times as a family, and I happened to run into Kate. And I guess I should back up. In the meantime, the Mecca opened, and I was so impressed by the artwork in the Mecca, and I asked, who did this? Who created this space? And I found out it was Kate. So some time passes, and we were eating at Balance Rock and Helper, and so I just, you know, graciously interrupted Kate's meal and introduced myself, asked her, if this project ever happened, would she be willing to do the art and be the artist? And she said yes. Mm-hmm. So I was approached last November by Jared Gamber of the Association of Governments that they had acquired funding. And if we were still interested, that they would love to see that funding go towards a mural in conjunction with the Main Street America, Price being selected as Main Street America town. So I got on Facebook. I wasn't friends with Kate on Facebook, and I messaged her and said, hey, I think this is actually happening. Will you meet with us? We got together, and September of 2022, here we are.
Here we are. Now, did you and Kate, and Kate, you can jump in here too if you would like. Did everybody kind of collaborate on what was going to be in the mural, or did Kate kind of come with you with this idea and you guys kind of went with it?
Kate came with a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. Our family, Rick and Kathy, my in-laws, my husband, the mayor, Amy Jesperson, Jerry Gamber, there were several of us, Dan Hinckley, we were all in a meeting. And really, it was up to us as a family what we wanted. Realizing this space was so huge, so we started to brainstorm. We didn't want to duplicate the mural in City Hall. We didn't want to duplicate anything happening already in Helper. We wanted it to be unique to Price and to reflect Carbon County. And as the conversation went, we realized we really wanted the mural to depict the diversity, the ethnicities, the religious diversity, the hard work that built our community. And so we had this meeting, we brainstormed, mm-hmm. Kate made a list. She asked for a couple of months. I think we met like 6 to 8 weeks later.
Yep.
And she rolled out a sketch that took up two rows on the wall in my office in the work we're building. And she just said, hey, here, she had done a ton of research, and she said, here is what I came up with. And it is the exact mural that is being painted right now. It was exactly what we wanted.
So, and this is just, you know, one business that had this idea and put it into motion and everything like that. And Kate, you've been working on this now for how long?
So that meeting where I brought the design, I think was in December. Mm-hmm. And so actually paint on the wall, it was mid-July.
Mid-July. And, yeah. And now you're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
When you came in and we just talked about it, I couldn't believe that it was going to be done as soon as it was. But
well,
you're
me neither. No, just kidding.
that's what Mariette said. She goes, well, it's not done yet, but it will be. And that's great. And so once again, what kind of inspired you when you started going to town and saying, okay, you know what, we need to put this in and we need to have this in. And this is what needs to be in here too.
Well, the history of this area has always inspired me. I'm a transplant of about, it'll be 12 years next year. And I came into a time where we were in kind of a low. I think this area has gone through great highs and some lows just because of our industry. And I started to hear about all these histories and where people came from and what was going on. And I kind of made it my, I don't know if duty is the right word, but it's close to my heart to say, this is cool, guys. This area is cool. Your history is cool. And so this is something I've kind of had in the back burner. I did the Helper Faces project. So it's something I've been working on for years. And this was a great canvas, if you will, 434 linear feet canvas, and was able to put that up. And the thing I have done with this mural is you'll notice there's kind of faces, but they're isn't faces. I've actually had, I haven't told Marianne this, but I've had a couple of people come through and say, hey, would you paint my dad here or my grandfather there, because they did it for 40 years. And I said, I'd love to, but so has a lot of other dads and grandfathers done this. And so again, we wanted to have diversity. So I worked hard for different skin tones. And I just didn't want to focus on any one person, because it took a village and a lot of hard work and sweat and tears, I'm sure, to create this community. And
you know, it's funny that you would bring that up, because it made me think, I've got a question for you. When you do paintings like this and when you get started and starting thinking and things like this, do you consider yourself, I mean, I'm not saying that they are not, but do you consider yourself more of an artist at that point, or you're more of a storyteller?
In my process, storytelling is a big part of my art. So I would say it's the same thing.
And that's kind of what this mural is,
yeah.
Isn't it? And
mm-hmm.
So what kinds of things are people going to see in the mural?
So it's going to start off with the world and all these people, immigrants coming from all around the world. And you're going to go through scenes of the railroad and railroad workers, people coming off the train, you know, coming through, I'll back up, off of the world. They come through Castlegate. You'll see the book cliffs. And then you'll see just the main industries and the hard work that all these people put in. So we have the railroad, mining, the plants, and ranching. Sheep as well as cows. And then I find it very important that education, whether it's in a institution or not, but to learn and to grow is so important. I left that at the end with a big bald eagle, and it will have the different colleges and when they were founded. So, you know, Carbon College, if I remember right, it's 1937 and so on.
So really, it is a great, you really can't miss it. Did you say it was the longest mural in the state of Utah?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring in Mayor Mike Coriantis here in just a moment. We're going to step away for just a sec, and then we'll come back. And after the break, we're going to be talking with Mayor Mike Coriantis about the big party that is going to go down on September 17th at the mural site as kind of a grand opening ribbon cutting, so to speak, for this mural. So stick with us. We'll be right back with Castle Country Focus.